This is the Johnny Londoff Chevrolet Line Change. Now, back to Eric Messersmith, TJ Moe, Cam Jansen, Hannah Yates, and Matt Whitener on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Curtis McKenzie wants a piece of someone here.
He's going to get a piece of Ryan Reeves.
Yep.
If he wants him, he's going to get him.
Here they go.
He's going to get him.
Here they go.
This is in college.
Nope.
Reeves is the deal when it comes to this.
Welcome back to the Johnny Londoff Line Change. And now we got with me a good buddy of mine, Blues forward, tough guy, Ryan Reeve. Reaver, you've been dodging me, my man? You've been dodging me?
I've never been dodging you.
Dude, I go through your publicist, then I go through your agent, and then your other publicist, and then your other agent, and they said that you wouldn't come on unless I had a title sponsor.
No, cash.
Oh, that's what it is. Because we just got a title sponsor, and now I need cash. Oh my God, I knew it was you.
You got my phone number?
I know. I got you. I didn't want to bug you, man. You guys been busy as all hell, and
you're never bugging me, buddy.
I know that, buddy. I appreciate that. But man, hey, how are you feeling today, dude? That was unbelievable, wasn't it?
I'm doing good. It was an unbelievable day. It was actually an unbelievable 3 days. The whole the alumni game and us practicing there, the whole event was unbelievable. But yesterday was special.
Did you have any family and friends in town? Who'd you all have in town?
Actually, just my girl's parents are down. My family was just down here. They took off right before New Year's. So, yeah.
They got to see everything. You guys had to stay in a hotel, though, that day, right? To kind of get away from all the family, basically. I mean, we used to have to do that.
I think they just thought it was going to be crazy downtown. So, get everybody in the hotel. We take a bus over just so you're not trying to dangle around downtown in a car.
Yeah, and you're just kind of away from everything too, though. I think that it's also just kind of get away from the family, kind of just focus on that because, oh my gosh, how many distractions. I mean, there's so many different distractions. But really, it was awesome, Reaver. That was a great idea to take your phone on the bench. Would you just keep it in Ray Borelli's pocket or something for afterwards?
I gave it to him for after the game. I said, if we're winning, I want it for right when we're going out on the ice and just kind of catch the scene from the ice. Everybody was so far because it's a baseball stadium that I just wanted to catch the scene. I sent it to all the boys after the game, but that's definitely a video I'm going to cherish.
Yeah, that was on. If you guys haven't catched that, you should check it out. It's he brought his phone on, gave it to Ray Borelli, the medical trainer, which is ingenious. And then he took it, and then right when everybody's celebrating, he's just filming, doing his thing. And then he walks off the ice, and you see the crowd and the passion. I mean, gosh almighty. Even just, Reaver, just even like walking out on the ice, it's nerve-wracking because there's like every 5 feet, there's a huge bump in where you're walking and you have to wear your skate guards. And it was kind of mind-boggling a little bit, eh? Were you worried about tripping and falling in front of everybody? Because I was.
You know what? I was more worried about when we first went out and the flames and all those little sparkers were coming out. Because me and, I walk out first, so the sparks are coming right at me. And they're falling, and then they're catching my hands. I thought I was going to get burnt.
Wouldn't that have been nice? Right before the game, you get burned by
pulling Michael Jackson, yeah.
Just like that, yeah.
Yeah, like Metallica did that, too. I remember, that would have been disastrous. But nothing happened. Were you guys worried about the weather? I mean, look, Reaver, I woke up this morning, or that morning, and I look outside, and it was pouring down rain. I mean, beyond belief. Were you guys in that locker room like, oh, my God, this is going to get delayed. Then we're going to have to restretch, get on the bike, do this, do that. Were you guys worried about that? Were you just like, whatever happens, happens. Let's just do our thing if it gets delayed? Because even if it did, you guys could have played two periods. They would have been up a goal, and they would have called the game if it would have started raining in the third period. Wouldn't that have been unbelievably terrible? Were you guys a little worried about that?
You know what? I literally woke up the next morning. They told us they were going to send a text at 7 in the morning whether the game was on or delayed or canceled. And I was 99% sure I'm waking up to this game's getting pushed back. Because I've been watching the weather for the last 3 days, and it's been nothing but rain, 90% chance of rain right during game time. So I thought the game was canceled, and then they said it was going on as scheduled. It was pouring while we were stretching. It was pouring right before warm-ups. It let up a little bit during warm-ups, but it was still raining. The ice was bumpy because of that. But you know, I pushed through. The first period was a little tough. The ice was slow. It was bumpy. And, you know, there's a little feeling out process because you're not used to that kind of conditions. But it held up for the second and third once it stopped raining. It actually wasn't too bad.
Well, the ice is bad for both teams, so you got to look at it like that. If it's bad for
exactly,
you, it's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, I know. You just didn't want the game to get canceled. But I'll tell you this, Reaver, I know you were in panic mode for a while there, and I'll tell you why. That penalty you took. Oh, my God, Reaver. I was looking. I'm looking at you like, oh, Jesus. Oh, I know the
man,
feeling,
my
buddy.
My heart was just, just get me one time.
Oh, God.
Just get me one time.
Oh, my God.
You know, you try and play physical. You catch a guy like that. I didn't like the call, I'm not going
to
lie.
No, he didn't have to call that. He didn't have to call that, dude.
No, I didn't think so either.
I was so pissed. I was like, oh, God, if they score on this. But Jake made two great saves and
man,
bailed your ass out. Yes. And then all of a sudden you guys kept the momentum and it all worked out. I mean, that was so cool. But Reaver, when you got that penalty though, I just know that feeling and your heart sinks. You're sitting in the box and you're just watching it. And the time goes by so slow, doesn't it, dude?
It's at least a 10-minute penalty in my head. Like that's a 10-minute penalty.
I know. Hey, do real quick, and we'll go back in time here. You remember your first game that you played in the NHL? Do you remember that game?
I do, yeah.
You know why you played in that, right?
Why I played in that?
Yeah, remember somebody got hurt and you got called up and played in the game and started a brawl and beat the hell out of like four guys that game?
No, you know what happened is Winnie ran you over. Yeah.
No, it was in a game. That was in a game.
Taking you out.
Yeah. God. He told me that you told him to do that.
I had 500 on your head.
Damn. It worked. It worked.
Trying to get a game, man.
Well, you did. You did. I take you over to my house. I show you my fight tapes. I show you how to fight. I show you how to be a tough guy. And you hire a Winnie to knock me out so you get some games in. I get how your game is, dude. I get it. But you know what? It worked because I got knocked out that game. And it was like Kate's, my fiance's first game ever watching me in Scott Trade. Winnie buckles me. I'm in the hospital all night. Then the next game later, Reaver gets called up, starts a brawl, beats the hell out of like four guys, and gets kicked out because he didn't have his fight strapped down. What the hell were you thinking on that, dude?
Man, I was nervous. Like, hey, first NHL game, you get called up, and I know George Parris is over there.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just trying to get a shift in, and he asked me first shift. I was like, man, I can't just come out and fight you very first shift. Like, that's going to be a bad look.
Yeah.
And then, who was it? The other guy on their team. I can't remember.
Who was that you beat the hell out of? Was it Winnick?
Played for Prince Albert.
Was it Winnick or something? He was he's pretty tough. He's a big kid, but Sutherby maybe? I don't know. But you beat the hell out of him, and that really jump-started everything, man. You put yourself on the map then, and you took advantage of it, and you never looked back, Reaver. I do got a bunch of people are asking, and they want to know about your tattoos, man. You got awesome tattoos. You never have your shirt on the locker room when the reporters come in. Hey, I get it, brother. Hey, I did the same damn thing, dude. I did.
I think that's the one thing I did learn from you.
Yeah, you. Oh, hey, hell yeah, I'll take that, Reaver.
Keep the tarp off.
Yeah, man, you know how the game is, you know.
It's good TV, you know what
it's
I mean?
Great,
it's
man. TV. Yeah, we think alike. Well, what do those tats mean? Everybody's bugging me to ask you, man. What do they mean? Do they mean anything, or is there something specific?
Yeah,
what's the deal?
A lot of them do. On I have, you know, Jack Skellington, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Me and my brother's favorite movie. I have him with my brother's basketball jersey when he got a scholarship to play basketball. I have three of my buddies that have died in the past from, you know, high school and right before when I was playing junior. My dad's number, my mom's favorite flowers. I got a line on my chest. I got a half angel, half devil on my arm. It's a lot of stuff, man.
Why don't you just send a picture out? I want to see it. Take your shirt off, send a picture out, and we'll check it. Oh, did you say you have your... Hannah was asking. No, I'm just joking. I wanted to know. Who are you kidding? But you say flowers for your mother? That's sweet, Hannah. Isn't that sweet that he did that?
That's really nice.
I know. I wouldn't do that.
I'm a softie. I'm a big softie.
Well, real quick about your dad, too. What'd your dad? Your dad played in the CFL. Is he a pretty badass, too? And what's his deal? Did he play some football? Did he ever play hockey, too?
No, that man cannot stand on any kind of ice. but he played 5 years in the CFL, 5 years in the NFL. Yeah, and you know what? I feel like that's where I got my style of hockey play. He was a running back, and he just ran through people, never really went around guys.
Oh yeah.
And he was my coach playing football, and he always taught me that. He always said, "Never go around somebody; you go through them." And that was how I kind of started playing football. I started playing hockey like that, and here we are.
Well, it's different in football, though, Reaver, and especially when you hit. And hitting in football is more head first; you kind of power through them. Where hockey's more shoulder hits. Did you ever, when you played football? I played football growing up a little bit too, and just the hitting was definitely different. You don't tackle guys on the ice. You lead with your shoulder and you power through them that way. Did you notice a big difference when you played hockey with the hitting aspect from football?
No, because I was a running back too, so all my hitting would have been blocking.
Yes,
I wouldn't be tackling. So blocking's a little more similar to a hockey hit than tackling us.
Yeah, I feel like guys would lead with their head a little bit more in football, and then they would turn that over in hockey, and they'd go head first into the boards and hurt themselves all the time. And but real quick about and I know Hitch is he's funny sometimes in these interviews, and I could tell he makes fun of himself. He's very self deprecating sometimes, and it's absolutely hilarious. And I was wondering what you guys are probably torturing him about that whole hat scenario. You guys wanted him to wear. What did you want him to wear before the fedora? Like some sort of like sombrero? And he said that he didn't want to look like a Papa Smurf or something. I don't know. What did you guys do to that man? Jesus.
It was all his idea. He came in, he said, hat or no hat, and he threw it on. It was a funny hat. Boys voted hat, and he kept it on for the game.
I thought he looked great. I thought he looked cool. Like, at least, look, man, that's cool that he came in, and he probably made you guys laugh your ass off. And you're probably chirping him nonstop, but it probably got you involved and got you a little in a different kind of mindset to kind of be a little bit more loose going into that game. I think he had a game plan with that, and it definitely worked, dude. But listen, dude, love that. You Maddie, you got something to ask this big boy? Hey, this is my boy, Maddie. You guys are gonna be buddies. Who am I kidding here? You talk to your boy Reaver here, Maddie. What's up?
You got some fight tapes to show me too?
You really want to go to sleep? Yeah, watch his fight tape.
No, that's actually, it's funny you bring that up, because a while back we had Cam on here. We were trying to pump him up to get into it with Reed Lowe. He said, "It's karma. I'm not getting into it with Lozy because one day, Ryan will retire and come back and beat me up in 10 years, and I don't want that."
Exactly.
So can we start advertising like a future fight between you? You bring Cam back down to earth in a little while here?
There's no road.
I'm ready. Anytime.
It's the payback for the fight tapes.
There's no way in hell I would do that. What do you got to say, Eric?
So, Ryan, we were talking about this the other day. Cam said a lot of guys just flat out refuse to fight you. So I want to know, is that true? And how does that work? Do you just ask guys and they're like, no, I'm good?
I think the way the game is going, you don't see a lot of guys that are just willing to drop the gloves. I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit bigger than most hockey players now. I think the size has gone down a little bit in the league. And I think just, I've had a reputation, for 7 years, and those kind of players are kind of getting out of the league now that I used to fight. So it's definitely tougher to find a fight these days. We'll put it that way.
And how does that work? So you just ask them, and they're like, no, I'm good.
Yep.
I think I'm more done with the asking part. I think it's more, I'm hoping I can catch somebody with their head down and make somebody come after me. I think that's kind of the approach of the year now.
Ryan, what would you say the chemistry is like between all the guys on the team? Are they really just wanting to bring a lot of it to St. Louis and just kind of get a lot of hockey fans out to Scott Trade?
We got a lot of chemistry on this team. We are friends on and off the ice. And I know, I'm sure every team says that, but we go out on the road and everybody goes out and everybody has a good time with everybody. But, we all think that we have a really good team here, and we think we can bring something special to St. Louis. And I think we thought that last year too. And we tried and we fell a little short, but I think it was a building step for the team, getting over that hump of losing in the first and second round like we have been for the last, 6 years. So I think we're all dedicated to bringing something special here, trying to win the cup and bring it to St. Louis. We're just going to keep building on it.
Well, look, dude, that was an unbelievable weekend for not just you guys, for the fans, for the city, You played great, man, except for that penalty. I know. That's funny, though. It all works out, brother. The hockey gods were staring down on us, Reaver. You did great.
I appreciate him yesterday.
Hell yeah. We love watching you play, man. And you, don't be shy to come back on the show now that we have a title sponsor and we're legit. So don't be shy.
Anytime.
All right, I'll go through your agents and your publicists, and maybe I'll catch you then. How's that?
No problem.
All right, buddy. Hey, thanks for coming on, Reaver. We'll talk soon, bud.
All right, guys.
See you, buddy.
Blues forward Ryan Reeves with us here, and we're going to be talking to Pierre Turgeon, former Blue who played in the alumni game, coming up at 6 o'clock.
Oh, he must have been on cloud nine, though. That was a great call for him to bring out his phone like that.
Yeah.
Keep it in Ray Borelli's pocket, and then now you have something. Now you have something unique that you could always keep and show everybody, your family, your kids. That was very smart. Even when Vladdy did that, too. I mean, you might as well take advantage of the moment you did. In the other game, you can't do that. The coach might be pissed. But in that scenario, in that atmosphere, why not videotape that? I should have done it. I left my phone. Even when we were walking out for warm-ups with the alumni skate, walking out there, I forgot my phone in my jacket pocket. And I was like, oh, my, everybody else was doing it. But it's something that you'd be able to capture and show everybody. So that was really cool on his part. And that was just a great game. A great game. Felt like they won the Stanley Cup, to believe it or not. But it was cool nonetheless.
I got to say, when Hitch came out with that hat on, man, I was like, it's like the Godfather all over again. Only he had a much brighter jacket on. I was like, but I'm trying to envision the sombrero now, though. Like,
yeah,
what
he had
like?
That funny story. He said he went and there was a guy helping him pick out a hat. He's like, you need a cool hat for this thing. He's like, I want to just show up in style. And so he went. They gave him a sombrero. And he said, no, I already look like a round bowling ball, is how he explained himself. And he goes, so, you know, I can't put that thing on. He goes, how about a fedora? And he's like, I mean, yeah, it seems pretty cool. And it was blue. Just put it on and took it.
Well, Rocky, you got that clip of him saying that?
Yeah, the guy suggested a sombrero. And I told the guy, I'm round enough as it is. So we settled on a navy fedora, and it was a Stetson style. And it was one and done. So I asked the players to vote on it. And if they would have voted no, I wouldn't have worn it. But they voted yes. They needed to laugh before the game.
And it worked. I like that. I like it. Hitch does that kind of stuff. I mean, don't get me wrong. He probably has so many meetings. He drives the guys crazy at times. Every coach does. But sometimes you got to laugh at yourself, and you got to bring the boys in to laugh at you just to be loose. And that was perfect. Don't think he didn't have that game. That was a game plan for him. He knows what the guys think.
Well,
he knows.
When you have an atmosphere in a game, like, so much pressure.
I know.
In a scenario like that, you have to give your guys a little lighthearted feeling before they go on the ice.
I would have been cracking up so bad for him to say that. Oh, my God, that was so funny. But it's, again, just to be self-deprecating like that, drive 5 minutes before you go on and have the boys get a laugh was perfect, and it worked. Everybody was in sync this weekend, and very cool.
And it really works, I think, too, when you have a coach who's known to be a hard ass.
Yeah.
You know, not known to be a Rex Ryan type. He's known to be a disciplinarian.
Yeah.
And so when he comes out and does it, I think it works even better.
It does. Exactly, because he's hard on the guys, and when you're not playing, he tells you, and you know, he doesn't have a filter when it comes to letting you know if you played bad. So for, again, doing that was great and hilarious. He entertained me as well. So,
some news for the Blues today. They have put Ty Ratty on waivers. He's been a healthy scratch in all but four games this year, and they're hoping to be able to send him down to Chicago if he clears.
Yeah, he'll probably get picked up. But, you know, I talked to him in the locker room. He's the nicest kid. I mean, real quiet, real nice. I go, how you feeling, buddy? I go, look, this is tough. I go, this has got to be real tough for you. I go, you're just sitting out every game's up in the press box. It's a miserable feeling. He goes, well, Cam, I'm taking warm-ups too. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So you got to get there and prepare like you're playing. Then you take warm-ups, and then you have to get undressed, do a workout, get your clothes back on, then go watch the rest of the game. It just adds on to the day, adds on to just a depression that you have not playing. It sucks. Yeah, you're in NHL, you're making money, but you're not helping your career right now when you don't make it or you're not playing any games. And he needs to get picked up, or he needs to go to the minors and get some games in. And hopefully he does and figure something out so he gets called back up somewhere.
Yeah, because you know the raw ability is there with him. You've seen it in
flashes. I haven't seen it. I told you, I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen it from him. I'll be completely honest with you. I haven't. I have no idea how he plays because I have not seen it yet. So he needs to go down there and find his game. He needs to go find his game, figure out what he needs to do, and then we'll see what happens.
Hey, guys, the KFNS Inside STL Listener Rewards is still going on. It's running now through Friday, the Gateway Fighting Series. It's this Saturday at Chaffetz Arena, January 7th. You can get a pair of tickets in the second row on the floor. It's only $60. That's a $120 value. Print off your certificate. Redeem it at our Hampton office to claim your ticket. Must be claimed before 4 o'clock this Friday. Also, soccer fans, you can get a 5-ticket pack to St. Louis Ambush. It's a flex pack. It's just $25. That's only $5 a ticket. Also, we've got a $50 gift certificate to Cha Cha Chow and Gaslight Lounge at the edge of the hill. That's only $10 for the $50 gift certificate. These deals aren't going to last long, so make sure you log on to InsideSTL.com and click on Listener Rewards today. This is the Johnny Londoff Line Change on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.